Damn this weather. Looks like everybody is canceling on book club night. Well, not that I blame them, really. It's foul outside. I guess I'll just have to drink this wine by myself. Spoke too soon, I guess. Hang on. Coming. Oh, hey! You made it. I'm sorry, I should have messaged you on our group chat. It doesn't look like anybody else is coming. Still, please, come on in.
Thank you. I'm still not quite used to the weather being this cold. It is foul out there.
I was just saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry, am I interrupting? Do you have company?
No, I was saying it to my cat. You know, now that I say that out loud, it sounds just a little bit crazy.
No, not at all. I talk to myself all the time. And I don't even have the excuse of having a cat. So, where do you want me?
Excuse me?
Where would you like me to sit?
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I have everything set up in the living room. Come to the land of inexpensive wine of surprisingly good quality and tiny cheeses. Bit of a spoiler alert, I may have already had a little bit of the wine, you know, to test it for quality.
Ah, excellent. The sign of a truly attentive hostess. Oh, my word. You weren't kidding about the cheeses, were you?
We Americans do like our cheese. It's just going to be you and I tonight, so feel free to share the couch with me. I'm warning you, though, it's one of those very sinkable couches. You might not be able to leave.
Well, luckily, we have a lifetime supply of food and drink here, so I think we'll survive. I do have a bit of a confession, though. I didn't get this week's email about the format change, so I'm not quite sure what I was supposed to read.
Oh, that's okay. One of the other members had a really great idea. Banned books.
Interesting. So, like, the Satanic Verses and, I don't know, Naked Lunch and such?
Exactly. Books that have been banned at some point in their life. Catcher in the Rye, various D.H. Lawrence books, good old Henry Miller and his Tropics.
How delightfully naughty. I remember reading D.H. Lawrence as a lad, far too young to appreciate his actual prose. I was mostly looking for the dirty parts.
What a little scamp you must have been. Oh, where are my manners? Would you like some wine?
Very much so, thank you. That is surprisingly high quality.
Nothing but the best for my guests. None of that box stuff here. Or, as I like to call it, card Bordeaux.
Oh, excuse me. I believe this wine is going to my head already. So, what book did you land on then? You can tell me as I take a long, slow drink of this lovely red...
Fanny Hill.
I'm sorry? What? Did you just say Fanny?
I've never seen anybody do a spit take in real life. Here, let me get you a napkin. You seem to be a little wet.
I'm really making a great first impression, aren't I? Sorry, it's just that... You know, Fanny.
Are you blushing?
Can I blame it on the wine?
Sure. I don't understand, though. What's the problem with Fanny? Oh my god, you're blushing again.
I'm sorry, it's just that, well... Fanny means something slightly different in the UK.
Oh, yeah, it's slang for butt in the US, too. You know, like, fanny pack.
No, that's not quite it. It means, you know, the female parts, the under the belt parts.
It does. Fanny is British slang for vagina.
I'm afraid so. I think I need some more wine.
I bet you do. I had no idea. Well, that's fascinating.
How so?
I assume you didn't read it then. Fanny Hill is... well, there's really no way around this. It's a pornographic novel. And you're blushing again.
Sorry, force of habit. We Brits do tend to have a lot to be bashful about.
Well, the wine will help you relax. I can't speak for the cheese.
Very true. Thank you. I'm a little awkward when it comes to talking about sex.
You don't have to apologize. Our book club is a judgment-free zone. We're all weirdo introverts here, or we wouldn't need a book club in the first place. So I can assume you're unfamiliar with the book?
Yeah, I am. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, we kind of put it on here as a lark, you know. Like a funny way to start a banned book list. Some of the books later on can get quite heavy, so we thought we'd kick it off with something lighter. It's one of those... what do you call it? When the book is written like a series of letters or diary entries? Epistomological... epistolessness?
Epistolary novel?
Yes, the thing you said. Hard to say on 1.5 glasses of wine.
I bet it is. So, it's a series of letters, yeah?
2 longer ones, yes. I was a little taken aback by how much I enjoyed the structure. Turns out, porn has not changed all that much since the 18th century.
Tell me more. I'm all ears and red cheeks, apparently.
They certainly are. So, Fanny comes from a poor Lancashire family. Her parents die of smallpox when she's like 14 or so, and she goes to London to find domestic work, but ends up working in a brothel instead.
As one does.
Yeah. She watches various couples have sex, along with one young lesbian named Phoebe, whom she, well, plays with.
He remembered the lesbian's name.
Well, I kept picturing her as Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Oh God, please continue.
Eventually, she meets Charles, one of the customers. She loses her virginity to him, and he helps her escape the brothel, only to be called away on some pretense to the South Seas. Fanny ends up being the kept woman of a rich merchant, Mr. H. Kind of turns into a sex farce around this part, because she catches him banging it out with the maid, and so Fanny bangs it out with one of H's footmen as revenge. They get caught, H kicks her out, and she ends up deciding to become a prostitute specializing in wealthy and discerning clients.
Blimey, that sounds like she had her hands full.
Oh my god, did you just say blimey? I thought that was the thing British people only said in movies.
Well, technically, I think Hugh Grant is the only person legally allowed to say it.
Noted.
So, it sounds like you really enjoyed it.
You know, I did. I sort of wanted to read it just from a historical perspective. I've read it before, actually, but it was quite a long time ago, and I really enjoyed the language. It's all metaphors and double entendres, but it flows beautifully. Here, hang on. Listen to this passage when she is seduced by Phoebe. No sooner than was this precious substitute of my mistress's laid down, but she, who was never out of her way when any occasion of lewdness presented itself, turned to me, embraced and kissed me with great eagerness. This was new. This was odd. But imputing it to nothing but pure kindness, which, for aught I knew, it might be the London way to express in that manner, I was determined not to be behindhand with her, and returned her the kiss and embrace, with all the fervor that perfect innocence knew. Encouraged by this, her hands became extremely free, and wandered over my whole body, with touches, squeezes, pressures, that rather warmed and surprised me with their novelty than they either shocked or alarmed me. Sorry, you seem like you find this boring.
No, not at all. I was getting a little lost listening to you, if I'm being honest. You have a wonderful reading voice.
I guess it's now my turn to blush. I don't think I do, but thank you. That's very sweet.
You seem to really click with the prose. What is it specifically about this that brings that out in you?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously I've never been a brothel maid myself. I'm pretty tame in real life. I've certainly never had a lesbian experience. But I can't not admit that I haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. As a straight male, I too think about lesbian sex quite often.
Don't make me throw a pillow at you. I think it's, well, it's the transgression. The idea of breaking out of the role society has slotted you into, revealing that your desires are more powerful than you can control. No amount of British politeness, really just a mask of sexual control, can stop it. Eventually, desire wins. Because desire always wins.
I take it you're not speaking from experience.
Well, no. Not literally, I mean. My transgressions are mostly in my head.
Like what? I mean, in general terms.
Well, take this right now. I've been in a long-term relationship for quite some time. My partner trusts me. But he's out with the boys at some sports thing, like two states away. Some sort of boys' weekend. Really an excuse to drink. And I'm sitting here with a strangely awkward Brit talking about my sexual desires to break out of my role.
So this conversation we're having is in and of itself transgressive to you?
Yes, a little bit. There's a little undertow of being naughty. After all, we're alone. We're adults. If this was a porn movie, we'd probably already be having sex. Sorry, that was probably TMI. Too much information.
And that, not at all. I was just thinking about my own attempts at transgression. I never really thought about it in that way.
Ooh, this is getting good, British. Like what? Oh.
It's just silly. Fanny has me beat for sure.
Oh, no you don't. Here, let me fill your glass. There. Now spill.
You American girls are very forward. Still, it would be ungracious of me to not accept more wine.
Quit stalling.
Okay. Are you familiar with the website Reddit?
Of course. I've been on the internet, you know.
Right. Ha ha ha. Well, there's a subculture on Reddit who record themselves being transgressive. It's funny because all I ever hear is how American girls swoon over a British accent, but American accents are every bit as delicious to me. Can I share something a little naughty myself?
Sure. Safe space, remember?
Well, when you were reading, it was oddly familiar. It felt like listening to one of the audios there.
Wow, that is fascinating. Gosh, is that the time? I probably shouldn't be keeping you any further, and it's getting late, so we should probably wrap this up.
What's wrong? Did I say something bad?
Oh, no. I'm just a little flustered from the wine and conversation, and you know that weather isn't getting any better. I wouldn't want you to be stranded. Wait, and...
Wait a minute. You do sound familiar. Where's my phone? Oh my god. Are you Rita Seven?
I'm sure I don't know what that is.
No.
It was very nice having you over. Jesus. And
you are Rita Seven. You recorded a reading of Fanny Hill, even.
Please, this is a little embarrassing. I'm not the person you think Rita, I am.
It's me. It's Mem. Memento Mori.
Mem? Holy crap. Mem! We've been chatting for like a year.
We've been doing more than chatting.
Yes, we have. Pretty often.
Yes.
So, this is awkward.
Is it?
Sort of. Is it getting warmer in here?
Well, you are already quite hot. sorry. Jesus. That was terrible, wasn't it?
I said that we Americans like cheese a lot, but... Yes, that was incredibly cheesy. Thank you, though.
I've always found your voice and performances to be so genuine. Not to mention ridiculously sexy.
What? Even when I'm an elf or a witch or being held upside down by a massive Viking?
Yeah. Of course. Oh, I have a big thing for elves and witches. But seriously, look, I'm not trying to force anything, and I really don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. If this is all getting a bit weird and awkward, then yeah, I can leave if you'd like.
No, please, I don't want that. It's just, I mean... What do we do now?
I guess that depends. Right at this moment, I really want to kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I wouldn't mind being a little transgressive.
Oh, really? Are you sure you want to do this?
Shh. Let's talk. More kissing. Your lips are amazing. Fuck.
Your head over for me. You know how much I like Rex.
Thought when waking up today that I'd have your cock in my hand.
And here I was thinking you fantasize about it all the time.
Me? I suppose you've never thought about me stroking your thick, hard cock like I am.
Oh, fuck. I always love your dirty talk. It's just like listening to one of your audios. Though, a little more personal in the flesh.
And if this was one of my audios, what would you want me to do next?
Well, fuck. I'd be hoping you'd take my cock out.
Oh, yeah? Help me out here. And would you want me kneeling down here, looking up at you?
God, yes.
Kissing and licking.
You look so gorgeous down there.
Being so patient, like a good boy. Oh, look at your cock twitch.
Yeah.
You like being called that, don't you? Can you say it?
Oh, fuck.
I want to hear it.
I love being a good boy.
Thank you. I think that deserves a reward. It's much better working a real cock. And not just my toys. Grab my hair. I want to take you deeper.
Fuck yes. Oh, Oh, and I love my cock hitting the back of your throat. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so good with that mouth. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Oh, your cock is dripping. Oh, and so is my cunt. Good job I'm wearing a skirt, huh? I can slide these panties down so conveniently. Oh, I need you inside me. Be a good boy and stay right there. I'm gonna turn around and lower myself down onto you.
Yeah, I'll be a good boy. I'll stay here.
Trying to take some initiative?
I can't help it. You look so fucking good from here.
Good. Your cock against my clit.
Come here. Oh, yeah. Just ease down. Oh, fuck.
Stretch me out. Yes. Yes. That's it. You feel so good. Feeling your pussy spasm. Fuck. You are so sexy when you come. And I want you to come again. Not here. Follow me.
Where are we?
My bedroom. We can get more comfy on my bed.
Lead the way. Fuck, come here. Fuck. I'm impatient. I can't. We don't need a bed. I want you against the wall. Lift your leg. Lift your leg. Yeah. I need that comfort again. Fuck. There we go.
Fuck.
Yeah, do you need it? Do you need it?
Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Fuck.
Do you need to be fucked properly?
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Please. Give it to me. God. Yummy.
I was gonna say fucking amazing, but yummy works too. God.
So I think we may have to start our own private little club. Two members only.
There's still so much of your body that I want to read.